John Wicks of the Records, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Monday, May 30th is Memorial Day, and Porcupine Soup rounds up where there are events for the holiday in Greene County. Windham has a memorial program at 9 a.m. Friday, May 27th, starting at the Windham Ashland Jewett Central School front bus loop, then heading to the Ashland Cemetery, Windham Cemetery, and Hensonville Monument near the Town Hall. On Memorial Day itself, there are events in Athens, Greenville, Cairo, New Baltimore, Coxsackie, and Plattsville. In Athens, a parade starts at 9 a.m. on May 30th at Wheat Street, Route 385, with stops at the Triangle to lay wreath, and then proceeds up Franklin Street to TGM American Legion Post 187, with speakers and refreshments. Greenville's parade begins at 10:15 a.m. at St. John's Church, then heads down State Route 81 into the hamlet with a memorial service following the parade at Greenville Veterans Park Gazebo. Cairo's parade steps off at 11 a.m. near Schindler's Auto Shop on Main Street and heads to Angelo Cana Town Park with a memorial service with American Legion Mohican Post 983. There is also a Memorial Day ceremony at 11 a.m. at the Coyman's Hollow Fire Department, 1290 Route 143. Coxsackie's parade begins at 1 p.m. on Apple Blossom Lane and proceeds down Mansion Street with stops at the World War II Monument, the Mansion Street Cemetery, and the World War I Monument at the church corners before ending at Village Hall. And Prattsville's Virgil E. Deo American Legion Post 1327 hosts an annual Memorial Day parade at 1 p.m. with a Memorial Day ceremony to follow at the town green.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here to begin the wind down of the 60s with the first part of our look at the less remembered one-hit wonders of 1970. First part because, like 66 and to a lesser extent 68, there was too much for one show, especially when it comes to the wealth of covers of the more well-remembered songs. Plan right now is to finish out 1970 in next month's second installment, followed in July with a show full of leftovers from the first decade and a half I've covered, before heading off into the groovy 70s proper. I say plan because I've got a trip planned for the weekend before June's first installment. So if I can't get a regular edition ready before that, I may just fiddle the schedule and go on into the second part then. Time will tell, and now it's time to tell some geek speak. The Oscars' quest to regain relevancy, or maintain it in a manner that doesn't involve their host getting slapped, continues, as it's only just now occurred to them to seek input from their membership. Deadline reports a survey was sent out requesting detailed feedback on multiple questions, starting with how voters are viewing movies, then going on to request feedback on various issues like the move to pre-record in the craft categories, and what they think about the Oscar fan favorite gambit. If they're reading the rap, then they're definitely saying, knew it, as that trade cited hashtag analytics tracking tool TweetBinders reports that, dull surprise, the victory of Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead may have been influenced by bots. Speaking of relevancy, Deadline broke that Netflix are in the preliminary stages of adding live streaming to the platform. This could include live voting for competition shows, live comedy festivals, and of course, sports. Nikuti Gatwa's casting as the new Times champion was just the first drip from the faucet of news beginning to flow out of Doctor Who. As months of rumors were confirmed with the official announcement, David Tennant is returning as his Doctor for the 60th anniversary. With the added bonus, he'll reunite with Catherine Tate's Donna. Then came news of a familiar name with a new face joining the cast, as Yasmin Finney from Netflix's Heartstoppers will play a character named Rose. They're being coy with the specifics, but then a set spy report landed on Doctor Who Companion. So, spoiler alert, after I finished the sentence, turn down the radio speaker headphones for about 20 seconds. Be safe if you want to remain unspoiled. Okay, said report was on the filming of scenes with Yasmin, the Tenant Doctor, and Donna, plus the latter's mother Sylvia, former guest companion Grandpa Wilf, and husband Sean, which based off what little dialogue they heard indicates she's Donna and Sean's daughter. Oh, they also spotted Capaldi on the walk back, but he lives in the area, so who knows. Welcome back, spoiler phobes, as we move on to further reassurance the last best hope for peace isn't dead. At the TV season up front, CW Press Mark Pedowitz said that the reboot of Babylon 5 is still in active development and was pushed back due to the network being up for sale. A Vanity Fair feature provided some details on Star Wars' immediate future, saying that the long-awaited Rogue One prequel series Andor will start later this summer and be a full origin story as the future spy's childhood home is destroyed by the Empire during his childhood. Then, years later, they invade his adopted home, sending him on the path towards recruitment by rebel head honcho Mon Mothma. Back to scheduling, Mandalorian Season 3 should be out by the end of this year or early next. Some details were also revealed about Spidey director John Watts' mystery series, saying it'll be set post-Return of the Jedi and be a throwback to classic Amblin-made coming-of-age movies from the 80s. On the movie front, Kathleen Kennedy said Taika Waititi's film is expected to be released first, followed by Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron, and that the Kevin Feige and Rian Johnson films are still on the back burner due to their plates full of MCU and Knives Out 2, respectively. The spice must flow. There's my bad Walken impression, every man has one. The Hollywood Reporter broke that Christopher Walken will portray Emperor Shaddam IV in Dune Part 2. Joining other recent castings, Florence Pugh and Austin Butler as respectively Princess Irulan and Fade. Wow, just a month or so ago, I listened to the excellent podcast that had Oscar Buzz's episode on the following movie and agreed with the host it might work better as a TV show, though they still like said movie, mind you. Variety reports FX is developing a series adaptation of Kazuo Ishiguro's novel, The Dystopian Set Tragic Romance Never Let Me Go, previously adapted into a Mark Romanek-directed Alex Garland-penned 2010 film starring Carey Mulligan, Keira Knightley, and Andrew Garfield. Get ready to look back into the Black Mirror, as Variety reports casting is underway for the sixth season of the acclaimed sci-fi anthology. Those will go for more than the fifth season's three episodes, and each installment may be of a more feature length. And we end Geek Speak with the unsurprising news that we will be returning soon to Hell's Kitchen. Variety broke that Daredevil will be the first of Netflix Marvel series revived, coming off of Charlie Cox's cameo as Matt Murdock in Spider-Man No Way Home, and Vincent D'Onofrio's debut as the more comics-accurate Kingpin in Hawkeye. Guide and the Guardian Devil will be Covert Affairs creators Matt Corman and Chris Ord. Now into our first set, here's Crow with Evil Woman.
Trouble everywhere, oh Lord, come on down. Ain't no love that can be found. I swear, just ain't fair.
That was The Rapper by the Jaggers, which made it all the way to number 2 on March 21st Billboard charts, four of which was The Street People's Jennifer Tompkins, which peaked at number 36 on March 7th. And today's first set began with Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me by Crow, which reached number 19 on January 10th. Now here's a twofer in the one-hitters category. TV show theme sung by the lead actor. From Then Came Bronson, here's Michael Parks singing about that long, lonesome highway.
Going down that long, lonesome highway, bound for the mountains and the plains. Sure ain't nothing here gonna tie me, and I got some friends I'd like to see again. One of these days I'm gonna settle down, but till I do I won't be hanging round. Going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging around. Going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. Yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. Talk to
That set began with Long Lonesome Highway, the theme to Wandering Hero TV show Then Came Bronson, sung by star Michael Parks. It cracked the top 20 at number 20 on April 18th. Then R. Dean Taylor lamented Indiana Wants Me, the original extended single mix, peaking at number 5 on November 7th. Both songs, and in the former case a TV show that I only knew for years from riffs on MST, by the way. Moving on to close out our first half, here's Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan's Tennessee Birdwalk.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird dance and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. Cheer, cheer. And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring.
Oh.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1970 continues on WGXC. We just heard Neanderthal Man by Hot Legs, which got to number 22 on September 26th Billboard charts. Hot Legs will become more well known in 1972 after they rebranded themselves as 10cc. Prior to that was English novelty duo The Pipkins, including Tony Burrows of Edison Lighthouse, who also made One Hit Wonder history this year, with their soul hit Gimme Dat Thing, which landed at number 9 on July 18th. We started with Tennessee Birdwalk by Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, which got to number 23 on April 25th. Now for a contemporary cover that outperformed the original, at least this year, here's the Neighborhood's version of Joni Mitchell's classic Big Yellow Taxi.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Someday we'll walk together in a beautiful sun. make it easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter, brighter.
That set of mostly contemporary covers ended with Elton John's version of Spirit in the Sky off his 2001 compilation album 16 Legendary Covers from 1969 and 1970. The original Norman Greenbaum standard peaked at number 3 on April 18th Billboard charts. For that was Nina Simone's rendition of Ooh Child. The original Five Stair Steps recording going to number 8 on April 18th. We started with Big Yellow Taxi as interpreted by the neighborhood, which got to number 29 on August 22nd, the same year Joni Mitchell's original recording came out, outcharting it. But in 1972, Miss Mitchell's live version would make it into the top 20. Our last set of covers begins with the last person you expect to cover House of the Rising Sun, this being the year Frigid Pink's cover of the tragic classic the Rolling Stones popularized charted. But yes, here we are about to listen to Matlock himself, Andy Griffith, interpret it with his golden throat.
There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many poor boys and me, oh Lord, for one. If I had listened to what my mama said, I wouldn't be in this fix today. But being so young and foolish, oh God, I let a rambler lead me astray. Tell my youngest brother not to do as I have done, but to shun that house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. Well, the longest train that I ever saw was on that seaboard line. The engine come down at 6 o'clock and the cab come down at 9. Lord, I'm going back to New Orleans. My race is almost run. Yes, I'm going back there to spend my life beneath the rising sun.
Tell the story, Sam.
But they won't believe me. understand. I don't think I used her. I think she had the whole thing planned. Now she's got a plastic surgeon, wants to be a star. Hey, anything can happen. Look at Roseanne Barr. And you know what you are. Now the laws, children. I can never be saved. I turn my back on God to be the devil's slave. Takes two to tango.
Children and animals and birds and fish and even objects that aren't breathing too. Am I finished?
That was the Gone Too Soon Brittany Murphy as Luann Platter's karaoke version of One Tin Soldier from a classic King of the Hill episode. The original cast version peaking at number 34 on Billboard's February 14th, 1970 charts. Prior to that was Sam Kinison's recording in Mountains, Mississippi Queen, the original going all the way to the top at number one on July 11th. And we started with Andy Griffith's version of House of the Rising Sun, Frigid Pink's 1970 cover going to number seven on August 4th. Thanks for listening. Stay safe as we go out with Phish's live cover of Blues Images' number four peaking hit, Ride Captain Ride.